Galnet News Digest, 10th of November, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, revolutionaries strike at Starport. Ancient ruins ransacked. Another chance to save the Pleiades. Trumbull challenges Hudson for presidency. Revolutionaries strike at Starport. A number of fatalities have been reported after Wright City in the Ely system was targeted by anarchist group Revolutionary Incorporated. The revolutionaries are believed to have used large quantities of the highly toxic pesticide, toxangivaricide, in an attack that left at least a dozen people dead and many hundreds more severely injured. The starport has been closed until further notice. Attempts to find the perpetrators of this hideous act, and those who helped them by smuggling in huge quantities of toxic chemicals, have so far been unsuccessful. It's believed that the authorities may use the lure of collecting a financial reward to entice the guilty parties into a trap. Ancient ruins ransacked. Following his highly successful appeal for the recently discovered Sinuf ruins to be ransacked, engineer Ram Tah has claimed that the exercise was carried out in the name of scientific discovery. Tah is now sitting upon one of the largest stockpiles of alien data anywhere in the galaxy. He has claimed that he would do everything he could to prevent irresponsible agencies who sought to capitalize on the site for personal, political, or military gain. Presumably he's doing this by getting in first. Another chance to save the Pleiades. Two weeks ago, the Federation established a foothold in the Maya system. Working under the banner of Pleiades Resource Enterprise, the Federation comprehensively trounced the ruling Anthill mob and has been expected to work to develop increased influence as a means to securing exclusive Federation access to sources of meta-alloys. The Anthill mob has now announced a lightning strike against the Federation stooges and has appealed for assistance. Venerable Sage, the 1300-year-old Kerash, has emphasised repeatedly that it is of the utmost importance that the Federation does not win control of Maya. Whether independent pilots heed his call and assist the Anthill mob remains to be seen. Trumbull challenges Hudson for presidency. The Federation has stated categorically that Trumbull will not be allowed to challenge President Zachary Hudson for the position of President of the Galactic Federation. The bright orange Trumbull, who likes to be known as Donald, is believed to be the first extraterrestrial to have attempted to become leader of the Free Galaxy. A spokesman for the Federation said that aliens are not permitted to stand for the position of Supreme Being under federal law. He emphasised that he was confident the voters of the galaxy would in any case be highly unlikely to vote for something that looked like a Watsit. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.